Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. I did want to talk about some of the logistical stuff that doesn't make a lot of sense, because we're just having fun here. We're not adding up the cinema sins. One thing that always has stuck with me is that when Marty goes to the Change 85, he should be insane. He should literally just go insane from the world he doesn't recognize. But then upon thinking of it, so this is skipping to the second movie. There's a scene that was deleted from the second movie in which Biff returns the DeLorean to the future, old Biff, and then he vaporizes because his that future is gone now. That version of Biff no longer exists because he gave the almanac to Biff in the 50s. As soon as Marty changes the future, he should be dead. He should warp out of existence, and the successful Marty that's raised by the yuppie should be the Marty that belongs in that world. So either Marty should be dead or not ever have happened, or when Marty went to Change 85, he destroyed that Marty. That Marty just exploded.
Boy, when he...
I go with the latter explanation. He is a murderer by proxy.
He's a time murderer.
I mean, for the way the jokes work at the end, where he's just like, wait, what? What? Like, so he is a man out of time. He is from a dead timeline now that he can't bring back in. So,
but he has the same girlfriend with the same outfit.
Fortunately, and he got his dream car. So, you know.
Yeah, a new car.
Yeah, but yes, I mean, he would go insane. Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely
that's,
he would.
That's the one thing that bugs me a little bit, but it's just so silly because he does have, like, it's a real game show ending. It's like, and your parents are successful now. Yay. But yeah.
It's okay for movies to end happily. I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, also there's the difficulty of George hiring George and Lorraine having Biff in their lives at all in the 80s, like 30 years later. Like, they should cut him out entirely.
My joke when I was watching it this time, I was like, I think Biff was just chemically castrated by the state. That's why he's just this simpering man child that just like, I washed your car, Mr. McFly.
I mean, I guess, George and Lorraine can be, they keep him around to as torture entertains them, I suppose. But he's so nice. That's the Biff at the very end of this. He's not the evil Biff. He is just fully defeated. Like, oh, hey, Marty, look at this.
He's
got the box.
He's
like
a good-natured doormat.
Yes, yeah. instead of just the evil right beneath the surface. That's what's great in the start of 2, where he sees them fly away. Like, you see the evil come back. Like, but as far as Biff is concerned in this movie, in the new timeline, he is he's a good guy, or a better guy, let's say.
He's like a Dan Aykroyd character.
He is. And any other time anomalies we want to talk about? Because I feel like with the rules it's setting out, it's a pretty tightly logistical movie. Does that make sense? Sure. It makes sense to me using the rules that they set up here. And I'm sure there's like 108 things wrong with Back to the Future. You can watch that video online or something. But as a viewer, the only wait a minute was at the end when it's just like, well, what happened to the Marty that was raised in that time period?
I like how it is an inconsistency that Doc Brown knows the future but lives the exact same life up until 1985. That, like, not even one choice in his life changed. He befriends Marty, who he now knows, like, the Doc of 85 should know that in new 85 he should have known that Marty was the guy he met in 55, and he seems to act exactly the same.
I like how a large part of this story, the through line of it, is like Marty is like he's like a moral character almost, because at the beginning Doc is like, you could never change time, never do it. And then when Doc changes time, Marty's like, I thought you said never do it. He's like, meh, people change. So now, like, when he finds out, oh, if I can change time to prevent myself from dying, I'll do it.
Yes,
I'm on board.
You know what? I will change that.
And if we can make your kids stop being assholes, let's do it. Let's change time. Fuck it.